Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Wednesday, December the 4th. Welcome back, and I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
I'm going to lay down some more stories for y'all today, right?
Yes.
And just so you know, I didn't get arrested
for the Popo
Shrimp Company. I didn't.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
Yeah. You ever wake up and have dreams that stay with you like that?
I had a dream the night before last, and then yesterday I had the next part of the dream, like it just continued.
Yeah. Dreams are always fascinating.
Yeah.
Most of mine are about, like, if I can remember them. It's like something insignificant I thought about the day before. Mm-hmm. And I think the shrimp thing came from, we were watching that show and the Landman.
Yeah.
And they were talking about eating the shrimp.
And
the shrimp tails. Yeah. So
that's so funny that you say that, because the most excited I've ever seen you get about shrimp is when we did what are they called? The
spiders.
Spiders.
Yeah, but y'all don't know about that. Spiders. So South Louisiana, I mean, think about how hungry the first person had to be to eat a crab and an oyster or even a shrimp.
Yeah.
And they use everything, right? So when you get fresh shrimp, you peel the heads off. We get big shrimp. We don't have baby shrimp.
No.
Whatever they do, the counts by the pound, like 15 count per pound or whatever, is pretty big shrimp.
Right.
And so you tear the heads off when you're cleaning them to fry them or whatever you're going to do. Not for boiling them, but you tear the heads off and you roll that in the batter and you fry them and you eat the whole head.
Yeah.
That's called spiders.
Yeah.
There's some knowledge from the college that weren't expecting today.
No, I know.
You never know what you're going to get.
But they were so good.
Yes, they were. They were very, very good. Very tasty.
It's the most excited I've ever seen you about eating shrimp.
It was because of...
Wasn't shrimp.
No, it was because we weren't wasting anything.
Well, that's true, too.
I'm all about not wasting some food.
Well, you know that I have dreams that affect me, and you always have to say, Cindy, it's just a dream. Remember, it's just a dream.
Yeah, but yours are more serious, I think, than mine.
Well, mine, especially like when my daddy died, he was still sick in my dreams.
Yeah.
And now I've gotten to a place where he's not sick, and I don't want to wake up from my dream because he's given me advice. He's... You know, like we're doing things together.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Don't cry. Damn it. You can't cry. There's no crying in podcasting.
Well,
all right. Let's get down to some true crime time for Hump Day, December the 4th. Lay it on us.
All right.
And we are going to have a double whammy for you. It's a
worldwide crime
and
law enforcement professionals.
Lay it on us.
Okay, so this one's really affected me. A police officer has been he tased a 95-year-old woman.
Nice.
and killed her.
What?
So a police officer has been found guilty of manslaughter after he used a taser on a 95-year-old woman in a nursing home in Sydney, Australia.
Holy shit.
So Senior Constable Christian White, 34, was convicted at the New South Wales Supreme Court in Sydney on Wednesday, November 27th, over the death of Claire Noland, whom he tased for being armed with a steak knife at a Yalambi Lodge in Cooma on May 17th,
2023. Wow. There's lots of things going through my head. Use of force continuum is what we have in the States, which is, you know, the first thing is verbal commands. The second thing, you know, you could put your hands on them or you could spray them or whatever. The taser is up there. Yeah, but the knife, you have a 21-foot rule. Actually, he could have killed her. He could have pulled his pistol and shot her if she's inside that 21-foot range. But she's 91 years old. 95 years old in the assisted living home or whatever. I'm pretty sure she's not going to be fucking Rambo.
Well, White was convicted after days of deliberation from a 12-person jury. And the manslaughter charge carries a maximum sentence.
How many days of deliberation do you need to find a dude guilty of?
I agree. And when you hear the rest, the reason why, I mean, I know that we've already know that she had a knife, right?
Right.
The incident happened after White and another officer were called to the nursing home around 5 a.m. on May 17th over concerns that Noland had been holding two steak knives and walking into rooms of other residents. They exchanged words with the elderly lady who has dementia had dementia.
Yeah.
And for around 3 minutes, you know, they spent a whole 3 minutes of their day trying to exchange words with this woman before. So during which they warned her that they were armed with a taser. And she refused to drop the steak knife. And she stood up. And at that point, White said, "Bugger it," and used his taser.
Yeah, bugger that stupid fucker. You know, there's so many things popping in my head, like different things you could do. John T. Wilkerson and I used to have a code word. Like we got somebody, yeah, I never did to a 95-year-old, but we didn't have tasers, first of all. And if we weren't going to spray or whatever, when you were going to take them down, we'd say like blue, and I would hit them low and he'd hit them high. And, you know, to take them down to affect the rest. They could have done anything. I mean, I don't get it. Go ahead.
He says, "I felt it was my only option at the time to ensure a safe resolution of the incident."
Yeah.
He was suspended from duty. And then he said, "I completely understand it was going to cause her some sort of injury and pain, but I felt that the risk had elevated to the point that it required a resolution."
Somebody could have snuck up behind her and put her in a fucking chokehold or something. Tase her.
"I was not going to gamble on the risk of having her out in the corridor." So,
as long as she's in the corridor, everybody can shut the door and it's just you and her, talk her out of it. Yeah. Dementia, unfortunately, I'm way, 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 way too familiar with it. And I won't say why, but there's just so many different ways you could de-escalate that situation.
Yep. And Crown Prosecutor Brett Hatfield said this was not a mere breach of the standard of care. This was such an utterly unnecessary and obviously excessive use of force on Miss Noland that it warrants punishment for manslaughter.
I agree.
And while White was released on bail and will be sentenced at a later date.
I guess she probably had a heart attack or something.
It doesn't say, but I'm assuming that she did. It's just, I mean, what did he think was going to...
I don't know, man. I worked a lot of cases in nursing homes, and I guess I should tell about some of those on the original. All kinds of shit goes on in nursing homes.
I mean, a lot.
You know, one thing goes on in nursing homes?
Sex.
Yep. They'd be having sex all the time.
Yep.
So I had one case that the family found and their mom had been having sex, and they thought it was rape, but it turned out it wasn't rape.
Yeah.
I mean, old people do it too, right? Or sex is 90% mental. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's go to another assisted living center.
Okay.
This one is in River Glen of St. Charles, wherever that's at. When an officer shot and killed the man who hasn't been named yet. And this was on Sunday, December the 1st.
Oh, wow.
So it's in Illinois, and that the man was shot and killed by police officers after he confronted residents at an assisted living center with a chainsaw.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So we had her with knives. This dude's got a chainsaw. Now, on Sunday, December 1st, at approximately 8:45 a.m., St. Charles police officers went to a welfare check amid reports that a shirtless male was holding a chainsaw and attempted to cut down a tree at the River Glen St. Charles Assisted Living Residence Center. Okay. Strange. So officers responded and got there shortly after the man, whose name is being withheld, until his next of kin has been notified. But he had managed to make his way into the lobby of the property. Pretty sure there's no trees in there, homeboy.
Right.
But just before the police arrived, witnesses say they saw the guy gain entry into the lobby of the building, and he began confronting residents with the chainsaw. All right. So now, this is what we talked about earlier. Arriving officers attempted to de-escalate the situation.
As they should.
Right. However, the suspect continued his attempts to use the chainsaw against residents of the building and the officers.
But so, that's, yeah.
He's like chasing down.
It's
like
a chainsaw, not a steak knife.
Was that Jason?
Mm-hmm.
The killer with the chainsaw in the movies. But police added that a taser was deployed on the suspect, but his attack continued. And they said an officer was then forced to fire his service weapon, striking the suspect. But they immediately, as soon as they shot him, he drops the chainsaw. Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon. However you say it, but let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked, and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Hey, y'all, it's fall, my favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe that includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of decision making. And it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in the alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365 days returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC. They immediately tried to give him first aid, but later on he was pronounced dead at the Northwestern Medicine Delanore Hospital. Now, police confirmed the residents and responding officers had been treated at the scene for minor injuries. So he actually hurt people. And the Illinois State Police said preliminary investigative findings indicate St. Charles police officers were responding to a call of a male suspect wielding a weapon. And upon arrival, officers immediately encountered the male suspect. Faced with a threat, one officer fired the weapon and struck the male. And the center posted on their Facebook, "This morning, an unauthorized person briefly entered our community and was quickly stopped by the responding officers. And we are deeply grateful for the swift action of our team and law enforcement. And we want to emphasize our community is secure and all residents and staff members are safe." Of course, they go on to talk about how safety and security of the residents and staff is their highest priority. And they're going to work closely with law enforcement as they continue their investigation. Two back-to-back stories. Yeah. One, unfortunately, a 95-year-old died. The other one, this guy just sounded like meth is bad. Yeah.
Meth is bad.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Think I know the answer to this, but there's certain things that you watch, like in the wee hours of the morning, because you're such a night owl that I don't know what. But Dexter, did you?
No, but we were at a conference when I spoke in Vegas. Mm-hmm. At that conference about having more than one successful podcast, that Shrink, mm-hmm. who was starting her own podcast, I can't remember her name, True Crime Podcast, and she asked me about Dexter. And
I think her podcast was How to Not Raise a Serial Killer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But and I was like, no, I never watched it. And they were like, you really need to watch it. Because evidently, it's like a crime scene analyst dude that's a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've only seen like part of one, but...
Never watched it.
Yeah. Maybe we can.
No. It'd be like
going to work, right? Yeah, that's why, except for Criminal Minds. That's the only...
I don't even watch that anymore.
No, but many, many, many years ago.
Yeah, I also used to watch Cops before I became a cop.
Yeah. Then we watched Cops when, what was it, the one in New Orleans when your buddies were...
Wasn't Cops. That was the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What was
car.
It? Yeah.
Matt Potan. Matt, I know every time I say your name on the show, you hit me up with a message. y'all, I'm going to be doing some stuff with him in the future. Karen, Mama Karen North Carolina loves Matt Potan.
Yeah.
And we love Matt Potan too. And he's an OG gangster cop. And he and I actually went to, the first field training officer official school for Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office way back in the day.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Well, an Oregon teenager was obsessed with the serial killer from the TV series Dexter. And he lured a 13-year-old girl into the woods before he raped
her. Lured?
He lured.
I thought you said learned.
No, it's my, I'm nasally because I'm sick. He lured.
Learned and lured are two different words.
Oh, well, yes, but
you can't blame that on your nasals.
He lured.
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 Enticed, baited, got her to go.
He was distraught.
Oh, lured has nothing to do with
it. I know. That's the joke of what you would be if I died, you would be distraught.
I forgot about that.
Anyway, he lured a 13-year-old girl into the woods before he raped and killed her.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Sorry we're making jokes.
So, Milana Lai, or Lee, 13, was found dead on May 10th, 2022, in a stream in Washington County, Oregon. Daniel Gore, 19, is now convicted of raping, sexually assaulting, and killing her, the Washington County District Attorney's Office announced in a statement last week. During the two-week-long trial, a jury heard that Gore, who was 16 at the time of the killing, took advantage of Milana's trust, and Gore reportedly lured the child, because she was a child, 13, into the woods on May 8, 2022. He murdered her near a tent where he was living at the time.
Nice.
Milana was reported missing from her Beaverton home, and a massive search effort ensued, and it led investigators to the sixth grader's body the following day. Investigators determined through cell phone data and security footage that Milana was last seen alive with Gore on May 8th, and as they investigated the killer further, they learned of his obsession with violence, and in a journal discovered in Gore's tent, detectives found an entry that read, "I feel like Dexter," referencing the serial killer on the TV series. Mm. Senior Deputy District Attorney John Gerland said to the jury, "It was his choice to take a vulnerable girl who trusted him and followed him into the woods and act out his fantasy." Detectives also found photos of violent sexual acts on Gore's phone.
Nice.
And Milana was described as a light and a true friend who opened up her warm heart to everyone and truly listened. She was a wonderful daughter, and you could trust and depend on her. Gore, who was tried as an adult, faces a mandatory a minimum of life in prison with the possibility of parole in 30 years.
There's no death penalty in Oregon.
I guess not. And his sentencing is scheduled for... Well, it was scheduled for December 2nd, so we'll have to do an update on that.
No, fuck him. He doesn't deserve an update. Fuck him. Oh, I don't understand. Rape and murder and then Dexter, right?
Yep.
Well, let's go to H-Town. Liam Murray, we know you're there listening, our investigative producer. So... And a Houston man has been charged with murdering a woman and a child after holding them hostage in their apartment, okay? And he's charged with murder because they were stabbed to death.
Okay.
On November 29th. So, police found Kendrick Ravion Fisher, 29, asleep on the couch of the apartment, where they located a fatally stabbed 28-year-old female victim and, wait for it, a 2-year-old child. This was on Richmond Avenue around 3:10 a.m. Friday, November the 29th, according to HPD. Now, the victims were identified as Fisher's sister, Janine, and her 2-year-old daughter, Carly. They had to be identified by family members. Authorities attended the property after a caller claimed the woman and child were being held hostage within an apartment. It's according to HPD Homicide Division Sergeant M. Arrington. The citizen was concerned for their safety and told officers a male suspect, Fisher, was inside the apartment. And after locating Fisher, officers searched the apartment where they found the deceased victims with multiple stab wounds, and they were pronounced dead at the scene. Now, police said that Fisher was found during his arrest with injuries consistent with the physical altercation and blood on his clothing. He was charged with capital murder, because in Texas, they'll kill a motherfucker. Capital murder over the deaths of the two victims, and he's booked into the Harris County Jail. Fisher, according to records, was released from prison after serving a 7-year sentence for armed robbery, and he got out in December of 2023. His sentence was extended following a contraband offense while he was locked up. There appeared to be no tension between Fisher and his sister at the time of the murders. A neighbor of the family, Emmanuel Thomas, told ABC 13 News, "I don't understand hurting your own sister, hurting a woman, hurting another person, period. But what possessed you to hurt this baby? We could see no red flags. This was just out of the blue," he added. And Fisher has been denied bond. And Fisher, he murdered him and he just went to sleep.
Yeah.
On the couch. Taking a nap. Yeah, taking a nap. But ate too much Thanksgiving leftovers, you know. And there's your news from H-Town right after Thanksgiving.
That's so sad.
That's crazy.
It really is.
Yo, we have an update on a
worldwide crime.
Tell us about it, Sin.
So last week you told us a story of 6 people that died vacationing in Laos.
Yeah, the alcohol poison, methanol.
Yes.
We also told about making moonshine.
Yes. And so they have named the authorities have named the American tourist who was one of 5 people to die of suspected methanol poisoning at a hotel in Laos.
So they came out now and named it.
Yes.
Okay.
The victim is 57-year-old James Lewis Hudson. And he was one of the 5 tourists who died after consuming what authorities suspect was methanol-tainted alcohol at the Nana Backpackers Hostel in a popular tourist town of, what did you call it?
I don't know.
It's like Vang Vieng.
Vang Vieng.
You said it better than me. The 6th victim who died is said to have ingested methanol-laced alcohol during her stay in the town, but it wasn't clear if her death is alleged by authorities to be connected to the hostel.
Well, so, I mean, if it's got methanol, I don't know.
Hudson was found unconscious in the hostel room by staff. And staff grew concerned when they noticed he hadn't come out of his room all day and found him unconscious on his bed when they went to check on him.
They went to get their $3.
I'm sure they did.
Because he had checkout.
He was then taken, after they found him unconscious, they took him to a local hospital. And then investigators found several empty bottles of beer and vodka in his room.
He liked to get his drink on at 57.
Apparently. Hudson reportedly entered Laos on July 23rd, because other countries actually know when you enter them and make sure that you leave them when you're supposed to. But anyway, he checked into Nana Backpackers Hostel on October 20th.
Right.
So the other victims, which you said to us last week, were British citizen Simone White. She was 28. Danish citizens Anne Sophie Orkild came Koyman and Freya Finvalt Sorensen, and Australian teenagers Bianca Jones and Holly Bowles. They were both 19. Excited to embark on the trip of a lifetime, they traveled to Thailand and Laos to experience new cultures and create lasting memories together, is what the family has put out in a statement. And White's family is remembering her as one of a kind. So, I don't know what
back
that,
to the.
I'm going. I'm getting to yeah, now. Like, okay, so as of Tuesday,
give us an update.
You're right. As of Tuesday, November 26th, 8 staff members from the hostel have been detained in connection with the killings, and no further information about Hudson was available as of this publication. But so essentially the update is 8 staff members have been detained. That's all that it says.
Okay. Well, maybe they're selling, maybe they're making a shine and killing them. I don't know. I don't know. But that's definitely a
worldwide crime.
Hey ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Update. You know, just got done with Thanksgiving. Over the hill to Grandma's house we go. Or is that Christmas?
That's Christmas.
Oh, either way, it's traveling, right? So I'm going to bring you. Time for planes, trains, and automobile, and you can't get much more planey than this one. I know that's not a word. Probably spell that out. And we're coming back to the sportsman's paradise, the great state of Louisiana.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Best state.
Yes, indeed. Now, I know this. You've been in this airport many times. Oh, actually, it's a new airport. But I used to travel all over the country all the time from the old airport, which is now used as a parking garage. But the new airport's very nice and all that. And of course, it's loaded with security, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what airport isn't? And but some shit went down, and I'm gonna tell you about it. So authorities in Louisiana have arrested a flight attendant. Wonder what he did?
I do.
He slashed a coworker's neck. Yep. And cut his security guard who tried to stop him.
Well, he didn't have a gun. So he just used a knife.
He's a flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
Might have used a butter knife. But police arrested Joshua Smith, who's 36 years old, at a New Orleans, Louisiana hotel around 3:15 a.m. local time on Monday, November the 25th, right before he was real busy flying around. The incident happened after an evening out with Smith's coworkers. And you know, you got to go out and get your drink on, maybe a little bit of good food. But we went out with him, he's partying with them, and they said he was acting strangely on the way back to the hotel.
Okay.
Right? Well, this is according to the police. So the coworker, who's not named, tried to get him to his room, but they had an argument. And Smith slashed the woman on her arm and her neck. And this according to her good friends at the NOPD, New Orleans Police Department, Matt Potan again. Now look, you know, if somebody slashed you on the arm or neck, what you gonna do? You're gonna try to get away, right?
Yeah.
So she tries to get away, but he followed her. And the security guard at the hotel, so we're not there for it.
Mm-hmm.
Security guard at the hotel is like, hey, you can't be doing that shit. And he's trying to help her. And then Smith's like, fuck you. And slices him too. But you know where he got him? On the thumb.
On the thumb.
Yep. It's no matter where you get cut. Motherfucker cuts you. That ain't good.
No.
Right? Could it be, hey, like the lamp man the night dude cut his finger off?
Literally, he cut his finger off.
So, Smith, who is or was an employee at Delta Airlines, has been charged with attempted second-degree murder, aggravated battery. This should be second-degree aggravated battery, y'all, because if you use a weapon or you have to seek medical attention and all that, but it doesn't matter. They'll upgrade it. And simple battery. And this according to the New Orleans Police Department's news release. Now, his lawyer, Thomas Calegario, told NBC News that he blacked out after, who hadn't in New Orleans, after a night of drinking, but he had no intent to murder. Well, motherfucker, you drank, caused you to do it. That's why you caught the charge. And Delta Airlines didn't respond to People's Magazine request for comments, but said in a statement to WSB-TV that Delta has a zero tolerance for violence against or among our people and will continue to fully cooperate with law enforcement officials. And they booked his ass into the worst central lockup in the United States of America.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I can't imagine how bad that is.
And he's still in jail.
And it should be bad.
Yeah, you get a lot of places you get arrested, you know, right before holidays, whatever. They still have court and shit. Not in Louisiana. You ain't getting a judge.
Mm-mm.
So, like Mama Karen always say, yeah, you especially like Mardi Gras.
Right.
Know, that we, like, you get arrested on Friday before Lundi Gras and then Mardi Gras, which is Monday and Tuesday, you ain't seeing the judge until the following Monday.
Right.
Right? Because to at least Friday.
Yeah.
Because then you have Ash Wednesday.
Right.
To end the
Then they
Mardi
have to
Gras
catch up on all the other people.
Yeah,
I mean, there's.
Yeah. So anyway, you get arrested on Friday. You might see a judge the following Friday. That's if they don't lose you. And I told you about the murder case I had on, went down there with a murder warrant. Mm-hmm. The motherfuckers confirmed they had him, and not motherfuckers, my people down there confirmed that they had him.
That's a term of endearment.
Yeah. And he got down there and they couldn't find him. They lost him.
Well, I guess it's better than sometimes they just let them go. They've mistakenly let someone.
That's true, too. This, the NOPD's for real, though, y'all. You would think New York City or Los Angeles or maybe Chicago or somebody
Chicago
would have the worst central lockup. And a central lockup is generally, I mean, when you're being processed, you know, you got your drunks and you whatever, and Lord knows New Orleans has its huge portion of that.
Yes.
One dude, like right before Katrina, I think he was a lawyer or something from, I don't know, Kansas somewhere, but he got, he was wasted on barbershop and just pissed on the side of a building, which is about the only thing they'll really take you in for. And that they took him in and fucking Katrina hit and they lost him. He got shipped when they bust all the inmates out. Go listen to Bloody Angola podcast with Jim Chapman and Woody Overton. I can't remember exactly what happened, but then the storm hits. And well, naturally, the day before the storm hits, there's no court. So his ass is, got locked up on the weekend. He's hadn't seen a judge for like a misdemeanor.
Literally.
And they could have wrote him a ticket, but he was so fucked up that, they just, or he probably popped. He pissed off the police.
Yeah.
And they sent him to the jail. Well, the problem with that was the central lockup flooded when the levees broke and it was pitch black inside the cells and everything else. And then they had to get them out. Burl Kane got the people from Angola up there and they shipped them to other prisons. And look, this motherfucker's in for a misdemeanor. And he spent, I don't know, like a month or something because they, you know, when they're shipping you, they just worry about security. They don't give a shit what your crime is. And you had convicts switching that wristbands with other people saying their charges, unless there's no paper files, no computers or anything else. And this dude spent like, I forget how long it was, but an outrageous amount of time before he ever saw a lawyer.
And he was a lawyer.
I don't know if he was a lawyer. Okay. I might have made that up. But he was something like that.
Yeah.
He was something prominent.
And,
he kept telling people like, hey, wait a minute. I just pissed on the building. And they were like, we don't give a fuck.
Jeez. You
came to New Orleans. Love us in New Orleans.
Why would they, I mean, other than popping off, I mean, why would they just put someone for going to the bathroom? I mean, I'm just saying. Because girls can lift up their shirts all day long.
All that goes on. But I'm pretty sure he must have pissed
off. Done something more.
Yeah.
Like I mean, hit like a horse in the face.
Yeah. Right, damn. Throw his ass in a paddy wagon. Process him later. Worry about it later.
Yeah.
But they arrest thousands of people during Mardi Gras.
I mean, yeah. Kind of like spring break in Florida.
Yeah, but worse.
Yeah, for sure.
It goes on for a whole month.
Yeah.
So by the end of that, I know Tuesday at midnight on Fat Tuesday, and you've probably seen scenes of it. There's millions of people still on Bourbon Street, and they literally go with the horses and all the cops, and they clear the street. And the funny thing about that is you can't be on the street. That's the law at midnight on Fat Tuesday. But you'd be in the bar room. They're just sitting in the bar room. Just
sitting in the bar. Yeah, you know,
used to be a rule that on Fat Tuesdays in New Orleans, you had to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Not a costume, a mask. Well, so anyway. Well, that's it. Another episode of True Crime Time for Wednesday, hump day. And I hope the weather stays like this.
Well, don't we want it colder?
It's fucking cold right now. It's not going to be cold on Wednesday when y'all hear this.
This comes in here
dressed up in the studio and it's cold. Yes, we want it cold for hunting and that's coming back too. And so this is what I meant.
Yeah.
I hope the weather stays like this.
Okay. Yes. I wanted to say cold too.
Then why'd you say you hope it stays cold?
Because you told me earlier that on Wednesday it was going to be warm. And so,
but
they're listening because we record this on Wednesday.
No, we don't.
In their world.
Not if they get it commercial free or the release. It's like Patreon and Convicts. Yeah, you can't back out of that one. Learned her into the woods.
Do what?
He learned her into the woods.
He didn't learn.
Oh, it's my nasal.
It is my nasal. You said, I don't tease you. You said another word that was, I don't even know what you said. Well, I'll find it and I'll send it to you.
Don't worry about it. I know I do it all the time.
I won't delete it from this episode.
With a mouthful of marbles and all that good shit that I don't care about.
Well, I do my best to clear up your marble mouth.
You don't have to clear it up. Marble mouth before you clear it up, it kind of made your life a crime. So let it roll. Raw and uncensored and unfiltered and all that good podcaster shit. Go download the Real Life Real Crime Community app for free. Go check it out. Lots of cool shit. And Real Life Real Crime on TikTok and all the Instagram, all that good shit. All our Facebook pages. And continue like and share. Tag Justice for Haley. Holy shit, y'all. Wait till you hear this week's episode. And the next one's even better. And State versus Scott Peterson. Amazing. Amazing how scores that case was.
Yeah.
And everybody's talking about JonBenet Ramsey right now. And mm-hmm. I get another request to do it and whatever. And the very first homicide school I ever went to. No, not the first one. One of the ones I went to, that case was fresh as fuck. And we studied the handwriting samples and all that shit. But maybe I'll talk about that another day. So, yeah, but you could put a hashtag JonBenet Ramsey in it.
Well, so, you have your own unique idea.
You can put that in an episode because people, it's trending.
Well, also, Justice for Haley's trending, too. Yes, it's building up each and every day.
That's right. And it's what we need. And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
I'll catch y'all later. Peace.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.